Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start with the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-996-8700. There is still time to see You're in Town at the Fletcher Opera Theater. One of the most uproariously funny musicals in recent years, You're in Town is a hilarious tale of greed, corruption, love, and revolution in a time when water is worth its weight in gold. In a Gotham-like city, a terrible water shortage caused by a 20-year drought has led to a government-enforced ban on private toilets. The citizens must use public amenities regulated by a single company that profits by charging admission for one of humanity's most basic needs. Now, this musical is rated for ages 13 and up. A performance will take place August 10th at 2 p.m. and again at 8 p.m. and again on August 11th at 3 p.m. Again, You're in Town is August 10th through the 11th at the Fletcher Opera Theater at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Also coming up at the Duke Energy Center is Vashon Mitchell, and this takes place on August 17th at 8 p.m. at the Mimendi Concert Hall. McDonald's is proud to present six-time Stellar Award winner and Grammy Award-nominated gospel recording artist Vashon Mitchell. Mitchell will be performing in concert for the Greensboro, Charlotte, and Raleigh communities his chart-topping hit Nobody Greater, the number one most-played gospel song of 2011. This free event will also feature local talent and choirs from the community. The three summer concerts will showcase breathtaking vocals, uplifting musical passion, and spellbinding talent that the entire family will enjoy. This unique African-American blend of praise and harmony is sure to deliver truly enthralling performances to the masses. Attendees can get a free ticket for the McDonald's Summer Concert Series by signing up and printing out a voucher to redeem a ticket at the theater box office the day of the event. Tickets will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Again, this is a free event on August 17th. For more information, you can call them. That number again is 919-996-8700. Coming up at the DPAC, which is the Durham Performing Arts Center, Bill Maher, politically incorrect comedian and host of HBO's Real Time, will be performing on August 10th at 8 p.m. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in downtown Durham. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. For the last 18 years, Bill Maher has expanded the boundaries of where funny political talk can go on American television. First on Politically Incorrect, Comedy Central and ABC from 1993 to 2002, and for the last 7 years on HBO's Real Time, Maher's combination of unflinching honesty and big laughs have garnered him 21 Emmy nominations. In October of 2008, this same combination was on display in Maher's uproarious and unprecedented swipe at organized religion, Religious, directed by Larry Charles. The documentary has gone on to become the seventh highest-grossing documentary ever. In addition to Real Time, which has featured such regular visitors as Robin Williams, Arianna Huffington, Alec Baldwin, and Michael Moore, he has also written 5 best-selling books. He started his career as a stand-up comedian in 1979 and still performs at least 50 dates a year in Las Vegas and sold-out theaters all across the country. Maher was born in New York City, raised in Rivervale, New Jersey, and went to Cornell University. He now resides in Los Angeles. All guests will require a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted into the theater. Children must be able to sit quietly in their own seats without disturbing other guests. Again, Bill Maher will be performing at DPAC August 10th at 8 p.m. Also coming up at DPAC on August 18th is Toni Braxton. An intimate evening with 6-time Grammy Award winner, Toni's distinctive sultry vocal blend of R&B, pop, jazz, and gospel became an instantaneous international sensation when she came forth with her first solo recording in 1992. Today, with more than 40 million albums sold worldwide and 6 Grammy Awards, Toni Braxton is recognized as one of the most outstanding voices of her generation. DPAC presents this concert in partnership with the Dome Group. Born a preacher's child and raised in a strict religious household, Braxton's first professional experience was singing in a church choir. She went on to perform in a group with her four sisters, Tracy, Trina, Tawanda, and Tamar, that was signed to Arista Records. Her talent was recognized by Antonio L.A. Reed and Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, and soon her solo recording career was launched. Her music first came to widespread popularity on the soundtrack of the Eddie Murphy film Boomerang. The resulting Toni Braxton album sold 10 million copies worldwide. The album also won her first two Grammys in 1993 as Best New Artist and Best Female R&B Vocal Performance for Another Sad Love Song, and another Grammy in the same category in 1994 for Breathe Again. The acclaim for her second album, Secrets, continued her mega success, selling over 13 million copies in the U.S. and abroad following its July 1996 release. You're Making Me High became Braxton's first across-the-board number one Billboard pop and R&B hit single and garnered another Grammy for Best Female R&B Vocal Performance. Her release of Unbreak My Heart followed in the fall of 1996 and was recognized with the coveted Grammy for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. It has become her signature song and ranks as the second top-selling single of all time by a female artist. The next album, The Heat, sold 2 million copies and bought her another million-selling single and Best Female R&B Vocal Performance Grammy with He Wasn't Man Enough. Toni Braxton had successful runs on Broadway, starring in Beauty and the Beast and Aida. Currently, Braxton is enjoying huge success with her Braxton Family Values reality show on the WE Network. Braxton Family Values ranked number one telecast for women during primetime among all ad-supported cable. All guests, again, will require a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. To better serve the DPAC concert comedy and Broadway fans in the primary market area, online sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. Online orders by residents outside this approved sales area will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside the approved sales area or are using a credit card with a billing address outside the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Finally, at DPAC, Ricky Smiley will be performing August 24th at 8 p.m. Superstar comedian and radio funny man returns to DPAC after two sellouts. Funny man Ricky Smiley is known for making millions laugh for over 20 years. As a well-loved comedian, television host, and top-rated, nationally syndicated radio personality, he has earned a reputation for delivering for audiences on stage and over the airwaves. With the distinct ability to take everyday observations and turn them into comedic gold, Ricky Smiley is a standout in the entertainment world. His audiences are treated to such original characters as Mrs. Bernice Jenkins, Little Darryl, Joe Willie, and Buford. In addition, his comedy shows often include a live band, which he joins to play several instruments and sing. He has taken the world by storm with his unique blend of comedy and originality. In 2007, he became the host of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, one of the funniest and most compelling morning shows in the country. Based in Atlanta, and now in over 50 markets and still growing, the Ricky Smiley Morning Show is a blend of laughter, community outreach, socio-political awareness, and celebrity news. Smiley and veteran TV producer-director Roger Bob have teamed up to create The Ricky Smiley Show, a sitcom starring Smiley as a comedian, nationally syndicated radio personality, and single father of three, a character loosely based on his own life. The show's stories are derived from Ricky's attempts to raise his children by himself and still have a personal life. He handles situations that arise at the radio station as well, which entail office politics, social issues, celebrity appearances, music, and of course, humor. The Ricky Smiley Morning Show is featured on a daily entertainment news television show, Dish Nation, which airs weeknights on Fox affiliates. And Ricky Smiley will be performing August 24th at 8 p.m. And again, to better serve the DPAC community, comedy and Broadway fans in the primary market area, online sales to this event, again, are restricted to residents of North Carolina. However, if you live outside that area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Coming up at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Tift Merritt will be performing on Saturday, August 17th at 8 p.m. The North Carolina Museum of Art is located at 2010 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Phone number for ticket information is 919-715-5923. The ticket price is $30 for reserved seats and $25 for members, $22 general admission and $17 for members. $11 for children ages 7 through 18, and children 6 and under are free. Hometown heroine Tiff Merritt has established herself as one of America's finest singer-songwriters. AllMusicGuide calls her the Emmy Lou Harris of her generation and notes that she seems incapable of making an uninteresting or emotionally dishonest record. She recently released her fifth studio album, Traveling Alone, her most rewarding yet. Nat Chinnan of the New York Times writes that, quote, "The depth and clarity of Miss Merritt's singing makes these songs feel properly lived in, and that the touch of sweet sadness in her voice has rarely served her better." North Carolina is blessed to claim an artist with the talent and integrity of Tiff Merritt, and we're thrilled to welcome her back to the Park Theater stage. Time magazine says Merritt's achingly beautiful country-tinned tunes hack back to the musical work of Joni Mitchell, Mary Chapin Carpenter, and Leonard Cohen. And Chris Stamey will be opening for Tiff Merritt. Again, that performance takes place Saturday, August 17th at 8 p.m., the North Carolina Museum of Art. And that number again for ticket information is 919-715-5923. Coming up August 16th and 17th at Goodnight's Comedy Club is Pauly Shore, and this performance is rated R. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh, and for ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. An entertainment career was virtually preordained for Pauly Montgomery Shore. At age 4, he sat on the lap of the king himself in the company of his father, comedian Sammy Shore, who opened for Elvis during the early 70s. Around the same time, Pauly's mother, Mitzi, and father opened the Comedy Store on Hollywood Sunset Strip, giving their son the rare opportunity to hang out and be inspired by such rising talents as Robin Williams, David Letterman, and the late Sam Kinison, who became Pauly's mentor. At 17, Pauly began writing and performing his own material, creating the persona the Weasel, a character that quickly appealed to young audiences. While playing small roles in such movies as 18 Again and The Phantom of the Mall, Pauly honed his comedy routine to a frenetic level, gaining the attention of MTV. In 1990, the network gave him his own show, Totally Pauly. Pauly rose to national attention during a strong 4-year run on MTV, also revealing his comedy chops in the 1993 HBO special, Pauly Does Dallas. His initial success on television has led to a 3-movie deal with Disney, beginning with the box office hit Encino Man, co-starring Sean Astin and Brendan Fraser. He followed up Encino Man with the comedies Son-in-Law, In the Army Now, Jury Duty, and Biodome. In 1997, Fox cast him as the freeloading son of a wealthy businessman in the sitcom Pauly. Shore's first comedy album, The Future of America, was named Best Comedy Album by the College Music Journalists, while his second album, Scraps from the Future, earned a Best Comedy Album nomination from the National Association of Record Merchandisers. He followed up with albums Pink Diggly Diggly and Hollywood, We Have a Problem. In 2003, Pauly produced, wrote, directed, and starred in the critically acclaimed Pauly Shore is Dead, a semi-autobiographical mockumentary in which he satires the perils of Hollywood. In the film, Pauly loses everything and decides to fake his death in a quest for post-mortem adulation. He called in a lot of favors to get the project made and managed to wrangle star cameos from the likes of Sean Penn, Whoopi Goldberg, Ellen DeGeneres, Dr. Dre, Clint Howard, Perry Farrell, Fred Durst, Vern Troyer, Andy Dick, Mark McGrath, Jerry Springer, Montel Williams, Sally Jesse Raphael, Kurt Loder, and Paris Hilton, to name a few. Next, Pauly returned to TV in the TBS reality series Minding the Store, which he produced as well as starred in. This was followed by a notable recurring part as himself in the HBO series Entourage. Pauly is featured in the soon-to-be-released studio movie Opposite Day. Again, Pauly Shore will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club August 16th and 17th, and you can call them for ticket information at 919-828-5233. Coming up at the Carolina Theater on August 22nd is John Hiatt and the Combo with Native Run. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Tickets for this performance range from $25 to $75. Called one of rock's most astute singer-songwriters of the last 40 years by the Los Angeles Times, Hyatt continues to write brilliant songs, including We're All Right Now, the first single from Mystic Pinball, which is described by the Huffington Post as, quote, a hypnotic, energizing, and inspirational anthem of rebirth and reassurance, reminding us to once again have a little faith in ourselves, each other, and the times to come. Hyatt and his band The Combo have gained a reputation for captivating crowds at their live shows, as the Tennessean depicts. Quote, he prowls the stage, delivering the bluesy stuff in a whiskey-burn howl, shouting the rock stuff, and fronting a formidable band that can turn on a dime from ballads to bombast. For Mystic Pinball, Hyatt's 21st studio album, Hyatt turned to producer Kevin Caveman Shirley, who's produced Aerosmith, Iron Maiden, and Joe Bonamassa. Shirley also produced Hyatt's highly praised Dirty Jeans and Mudslide Hymns, which the New York Times declared was his best since 1995. John Hyatt's career as a performer and songwriter has spanned more than 30 years, and everyone from Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, B.B. King, Bonnie Raitt, and Iggy Pop have covered his work. Native Run is Rachel Bugard and Brian Dolly, both born and raised with deep roots in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Beauregard and Dolly bring a chemistry and energy to the stage that is unparalleled. They recently moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and have been taking the scene by storm. Having signed with Creative Nation and Combustion Music, they are now solely focused on writing their debut album. Their pop country meets rock and roll with a deep groove and great hair. Hailed by Pace Magazine as the best of what's next, and veterans of the Rock Boat and Austin City Limits Music Festival. Ken John Hyatt and The Combo and performing with Native Run will be performing at the Carolina Theater Thursday, August 22nd at 8 p.m., and tickets for that are $25 to $75. Also coming up at the Carolina Theater, Dickie Betts and Great Southern will be performing Friday, August 30th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this show range from $37 to $57. Dickie Betts, a founding member of the Allman Brothers Band, has one of the most distinctive voices in music today. Known as one of the most influential guitar players of all time, Betts have mastered a seamless style of lyrical melody and rhythm, marrying country, jazz, blues, and rock onto one unparalleled sound. The New York Times has called Betts one of the great rock guitarists who thinks like a jazz improviser in thoughtfully structured, cleanly articulated, intelligently paced phrases. When Mr. Betts was tearing into one of his improvisations, the music was about as exciting as rock and roll gets. Betts joined several bands in the 60s and eventually formed a band with bassist Barry Oakley. One fateful night in 1969, Betts and Oakley's band jammed with another local group featuring Duane and Greg Allman, marking the birth of the Allman Brothers Band. In addition to matching band leader Duane Allman for Lick, Betts also wrote such memorable songs as Revival and the instrumental Tour de Force in memory of Elizabeth Reed. After Duane Allman and Barry Oakley were killed in accidents a year apart in 1971 and 72, the Allman Brothers worked through their sorrow, with Betts writing and singing the group's biggest hit, Rambling Man. And Dickie Betts and Great Southern will be performing at the Carolina Theater Friday, August 30th at 8 p.m. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Time to read some upcoming events through Pinecone. The International Bluegrass Music Award nominees announcement will have some viewing parties in Raleigh. This will take place Wednesday, August 14th at 6 p.m. And this will be free and open to the public. The International Bluegrass Music Awards will be presented in the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium in the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts next month, and you can watch the live-streamed announcement of this year's nominees at viewing parties in three distinct downtown Raleigh locations. Share the excitement with your fellow bluegrass fans on Wednesday, August 14th at 6 p.m. at any of the following venues: the Irregardless Cafe, located at 901 West Morgan Street. Reservations are recommended for this location, and you can call them at 919-833-8898, extension 0. At the Lincoln Theater, located at 126 East Cabarrus Street, and you can call them at 919-821-4111. And finally, Tir Na n'Og, located at 218 South Blount Street, and reservations are recommended for this location as well. Their phone number is 919-833-7795. What makes these awards important and unique is that they are determined by the recipients, peers, and colleagues in the bluegrass music industry. Each year, the International Bluegrass Music Association produces a high-quality, entertaining show that recognizes the rich traditions of bluegrass music and accomplishments of the music's outstanding practitioners that, through the media, also introduces the music to people who would normally not come in contact with bluegrass. Also coming up on Thursday, August 22nd, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, Thursday, August 29th, and Friday, August 30th, As You Like It, featuring the Zinc Kings. This will take place at the Bear Theater at the Raleigh Little Theater. The gates and concessions will open at 7 p.m. with pre-show music at 7:30 p.m. The show will start at 8 p.m. This will be, again, at the Stevenson Amphitheater at the Raleigh Little Theater, located at 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh. Tickets are $15 through the Raleigh Little Theater's box office, and you can call them at 919-821-3111. Bear Theater and Raleigh Little Theater, in collaboration with Pinecone, present William Shakespeare's As You Like It in the style of Appalachia, featuring original arrangements by Greensboro-based old-time band the Zinc Kings, who specialize in the music of the North Carolina Piedmont. They are not an Appalachian band, though they sometimes sound like one. They play a combination of blues, mill music, and fiddle tunes, sometimes all at the same time. Bear Theater's artistic director, Heather J. Strickland, transports the passions of the Forest Lords, the Dukes, and the beautifully headstrong Rosalind of As You Like It into the woods of Appalachia. Taking place in the open-air Raleigh Little Theater's outdoor stage, the show is both music festival and theatrical production. Again, this is As You Like It, featuring the Zinc Kings at the Raleigh Little Theater, and you can call them. The Raleigh Little Theater box office phone number is 919-821-3111. Tickets are $15, and it runs August 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 29th, and 30th. Coming up on Saturday, August 10th at 6 p.m., Joe D. Holman with Tad Walters will be performing at the Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park, located at 801 High House Road in Cary. The rain site will be at the Kiwanis Shelter at Bond Park with that same address, 801 High House Road. This event is free and open to the public. John D. Holman, a National Heritage Award Fellow and Master Bluesman, closes out this year's Pinecone Concerts in Cary. Tad Walters will accompany him. Holman is a Durham bluesman who has been awarded a National Heritage Fellowship in 1998 by the National Endowment for the Arts and a North Carolina Heritage Award in 1994 by the North Carolina Arts Council, and he has been playing the blues for more than 60 years. Though he never met Blind Boy Fuller, Holman credits Fuller with teaching him to play guitar. He says he learned to play by listening to Fuller's records and by playing with musicians who had learned directly from Fuller. Holman uses both Piedmont and Texas guitar styles in his playing. Walters is a blues musician from Raleigh who started his professional career at 17. He has played with many of the legends of the genre, including Bob Margolin, Pine Top Perkins, Billy Boy Arnold, Dave Myers, John Jackson, Big Bill Morganfield, Willie Smith, Hubert Sumlin, and many others. Walters is quite adept at all different styles of blues and takes great pride in his own songs, such as Cold-Blooded Murder and Break 'Em On Down. In addition to periodically accompanying Holman, Walters leads his own band and also performs as a solo artist. Holman is also among the most widely celebrated of traditional Piedmont musicians. A North Carolina native, Holman has performed at the National Folk Festival and Carnegie Hall and has conducted multiple overseas tours. Now in his 80s, Holman continues to perform regularly throughout North Carolina. He's featured in the book Music Makers, Portraits and Songs from the Roots of America. Again, John D. Holman with Tad Walters will be performing Saturday, August 10th at 6 p.m. at the Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park, 801 High House Road in Cary, and this event is free and open to the public. We have time to read just a couple of events that are going on around town. On Friday, August 9th, Downriver will be performing at the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. Phone number 1-800-962-8519. Mark Holland will be performing at the Roost in Farrington Village also on Friday, August 9th, and that's in Pittsboro. Their phone number is 919-542-1239. On Saturday, August 10th, the Snyder Family Band will be performing at the Community United Methodist Church in Butner. Their phone number is 919-210-3364. On Sunday, August 11th, Air Mountaineers will be performing at Weaver Street Market in Carrboro. Their phone number is 919-929-0010. On Wednesday, August 14th, Long Rifle will be performing at the Irregardless Cafe, and that's located in Raleigh. Phone number 919-833-8898. On Thursday, August 15th, the Carolina Lightning will be performing at the Blue Note Grill in Durham. Their phone number is 919-401-1979. Also on Thursday, August 15th, the Seth Stewart Duo will be performing at the Pittsboro Roadhouse and General Store in Pittsboro. Their phone number is 919-542-2432. And on the Friday, August 16th, there's a couple of performances. The Gravy Boys will be performing at the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. Again, that phone number is 1-800-962-8519. Also coming up at the on Friday, August 16th, Howard Levy will be at the Arts Center in Carrboro. Phone number 919-929-2787. And in finally, Friday, August 16th, Eric Bannon will be performing at the Roost in Farrington Village, and that's in Pittsboro. That phone number is 919-542-1239. And it looks like that we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.